Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The American farmer takes a lot of pride in that we not only provide the safest, most abundant supply of food to our citizens, but also we run a trade surplus in farm exports. We export almost 30% of what we produce. To facilitate export trade, we've entered into a series of bilateral trade agreements. Up until a few months ago, President Bush had the authority to negotiate trade agreements, bring them to the Congress, which could approve them or reject them, but could not amend them. Well, his authority has expired and not likely to be reinstated. The confidence in trade has been hurt in recent years with the worry that we are outsourcing too much from other countries. Before his authority expired, however, President Bush completed four agreements. The Congress should ratify those agreements. Peru, Panama, Colombia, and South Korea. The Peruvian agreement is a state-of-the-art, setting a standard for future agreements. Tariffs on our pork exports will be phased out, duty-free. And that's progress compared to the 25% duty we face now. The agreements with all three South American countries carry symbolic weight far beyond the products sold. Those countries are allies of ours. They're willing to stand with us instead of with that left-wing hate monger, Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. Our friends would be devastated if we did not pass those agreements, and our influence in South America would suffer a serious blow. Finally, the agreement with South Korea is a big one for us. The ITC estimates that the deal would increase U.S. gross domestic product by $11 billion. Our pork exports will be double to 600,000 metric tons. Our Congress can't seem to get much of anything done. Well, tell them to pass the trade agreements. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.